Welcome to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. Tonight we're going to be talking about the 4th Annual Allentown Film Festival with Dr. Alan Youngkin and Michael Shelp. And I'm Paul Willistein, your host for tonight's show. Well, welcome, guys. This is a really great event, the 4th Annual Film Festival.
Thank you. Yeah. Good to be here.
And it looks like you have an expanded lineup this year. I made printouts, and the printouts kept coming and coming and coming of the schedule, and the schedules kept coming and coming.
Yeah, with our schedule, we list all the films, all 111 of them, and we have a little short synopsis to give you a taste about it.
That's Dr. Alan Youngkin, and he is the festival director.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
And how many submissions do we get this year, Alan?
So this year we had over 1,100 submissions, and we have selected 111. So it's a lot of films to choose from and very competitive to get in.
And Michael, I know that a lot of the films are from the Lehigh Valley, but they're also from around the world, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's amazing. How many countries?
Well, this year, over 60 countries from around the world.
Yeah.
Well, there's this, for these days with film festivals, there's something called Film Freeway.
That's
and,
right.
And you can submit your film through the internet. So we get films from around the world, Iran, Ukraine, of course, all over Europe. And some of our favorite films are, in fact, from abroad.
I think about this, and I don't know how film festivals did it before the internet. You'd have to ship in a film on a reel, and so much easier now.
Yeah. You had to lug those big cases around.
Oh, yeah. The actual film.
The celluloid. Yeah. Really. Well, it's fascinating also because the format that you have is by genre, and I'm not sure that every festival does that. But I think that's very helpful for the moviegoer and for the festival goer.
Yeah, we like doing that. And I find it fun to curate them into the genres. And what I find is I don't start out the year thinking these are the block genres we're going to have. What we do is I work with my judges and we choose the best of the best. And once we have them all, then we look at them and then we start putting them into different genres. And
so, for example,
we have one short block called Better Together, Shorts on Love and Connection. And the Better Together, actually, we have a question mark after that because sometimes when they're together, they're not better.
And I like that about the festival because always your categories, you have a little interpretation of the category. It's not just like a straight, or a straightforward category.
Right.
Yeah.
Because within there's variations on that theme, but there's a loose connection of them.
Sure.
Another one, and this is a first-time title this year, is Quirky, Unhinged, and Unfiltered Shorts. And that kind of says it all. It's a collection of really offbeat, strange films that I find really fun. And another genre we have is the horror and gory shorts. Now, that's not for everybody. And the first year we did the festival, I thought, should we even do it? But that year after year has been one of our favorite, best attended blocks. And we have some really good ones. But again, it's not for everybody. Pretty much every year we've had a psychological thriller shorts and surreal shorts. Those are always fun. And then a new category this year, we have one called Delightfully Unpredictable Shorts. And again, that says it all. You're watching along and there's an unpredictable ending, sometimes fun, sometimes tragic. But it's fun to put them together like that.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the festival venues, because I know that that's very popular with the film festival goers and with the filmmakers. So where will these films be shown?
Most of our films are at the Civic Theater in both of their venues, their big 19th Street Theater, which is a gorgeous Art Deco masterpiece, and then their Black Box Theater across the street.
And Theater 514.
Theater 514. Yep. And we are so lucky to have that. We get comments from filmmakers all the time, like this is one of the best venues they've been to for film festivals. So we're lucky with that. And then our other venue is the Allentown Art Museum, and that's where we do a block of shorts that are art related, plus we do a little block that are Spanish language films with English subtitles.
I see. Very good. What would you say the percentages of Lehigh Valley filmmakers and Lehigh Valley films and national or international?
Of our 111 films, about half of them are locally produced. The other half are international or other places in the United States. And of those local ones, a good portion of those are in our short competition block. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes or shorter, and there's a competition in three categories, kindergarten through 12, college, and non-student filmmakers.
Yes. If you look, this is Michael. Yeah. So if you look at the screening blocks, half the films about are local, but if you look at the actual amount of time, it's not quite half.
Yeah,
right.
I understand.
Right.
But now you mentioned there's a competition. There's the films are all the films in competition or certain categories, or how does that work?
So the local competition, 5 minutes or shorter, that's all a competition with prize money. The rest of them, there's not a competition for prize money, but then we have prizes of, for instance, best actor, best actress, best director, best feature length, best horror film.
So, and those are determined by the audience or a combination?
That's by the judges ahead of time, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are there audience favorites, or does that happen or not?
We do not have that yet.
Okay.
We're looking into that.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
It was interesting. We were at one of Alan's veterinary conferences, and they had this QR code on the screen, and people voted in the whatever symposium in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite interesting, and we're exploring that, but we haven't done that yet. I mean, in this modern age, you could do that. You could
That's
say,
right.
What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have films now, and they have a QR code at the end, and you
right.
could pay it forward, so to speak,
oh, yeah.
for like another film goer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. And it's right up there on the screen with the end credits.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very clever.
Yeah. The films, as I said, increased this year in terms of the submissions and also in terms of the films you're showing. So does that mean there's more for people to see coming to the festival?
Definitely more were submitted,
probably
slightly more than last year that we're screening.
Mm-hmm.
We screen the number that we feel are good quality and worthy of screening and engaging.
Yeah. Now, you've seen all the films, may I ask?
Okay. Well, Alan has seen every minute of every film. I'm still a juror for the International Emmys, and I used to judge for the Cable Ace Awards back in the day, and I would gather in a room full of broadcast industry professionals, and we would pop in a VHS back in the day, and we would watch 5 or 10 minutes, and if it wasn't good, we'd move on, because we're looking for the best of the best. So Alan watches all of them. It's the bell curve. You know, 1 or 2% are absolutely brilliant. 1 or 2% are like, what were you thinking when you submitted this? And the rest are in the middle. And we're looking for the best of the best.
Sure.
We're very lucky. So if it doesn't grab you in 2 minutes, it's not a good sign. Let's just leave it at that.
Sure.
And I might add that while the festival runs 4 days plus a fifth day at the Art Museum, this is a year-round passion project of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we started taking submissions right after the festival ended. And so for the past year, every single day, I watch what's coming in. You can't get behind on it. You've got to screen them as they come.
And we should mention the dates, the screening dates for the festival. I don't think we've mentioned that so far.
Yeah, at the main part of the festival will be April 9th through the 12th. At the Civic Theater, and then Sunday, April 26th at the Allentown Art Museum. And our whole schedule is posted on our website, allentownfilmfestival.org,
mm-hmm.
and that lists the calendar, every screening block. And the fun thing is that you can look at the films, the listing, and I have a trailer link for probably about half of them. They sent trailers, and so you can watch, and it really gives you a taste of the films. And yeah,
great.
And
great.
Back to the selection process, we do have jurors, about 30 jurors, and so when we winnow it down to the best of the best, then they make that's always very interesting. They make the final decisions, especially when there's prize money, because there are federal laws about that. You have to be very careful. Well, if we're a TV show, but probably with this as well, you can't offer money and then not have a really fair, honest way of deciding it. And so we have our judges, and they watch the finalists, and they decide who gets the prize money.
Right.
So,
are there any events associated with the festival? Any sidebar kind of things or fundraisers or galas or anything like that?
Our big event is the gala on Sunday, April 12th at the Civic Theater. It's 5:30 to 7:30, and always a fun time. The dress code is Hollywood chic or Allentown casual. So you can come as you want, and if you really want to glam it up like Hollywood, you sure can.
Great. And there's also the filmmakers have a get-together. The filmmakers love getting together and chatting with each other. We do this for, of course, the attendees, but we also do it for the filmmakers, and they really enjoy getting together and talking about...
at that event.
Yeah. Yeah. So they chat with each other between blocks, before blocks, after the blocks, and then we're going to have 1 2-hour block at a local bar for them to get together and socialize.
And the Civic Theater is a perfect location because it has the patrons, it's called the Patrons Lounge, but anyone can go and there's a place to sit. You can order a drink. It's really a wonderful venue.
And I understand that you will have a lot of filmmakers there. You do have a lot of filmmakers who attend the festival showing their film.
Yeah, they're very excited to show their film and talk about it. And that's why it's such a good experience for the people that attend, because after every block, the filmmakers that are in attendance, we will chat with them after the film about how they made it, what they were thinking.
So you have, I know in previous years, you've had sort of an onstage Q&A.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. For every block.
Every block.
Okay.
Every block. Yeah. And like for this time, one of our feature films is called Dad Jeans. Spoiler alert, it's about a guy who just like, you know, in college back in 1994, he saw an ad, he decided to become a sperm donor. Now he's got 67 children. And back when he donated sperm, there was no DNA. Well, the idea of DNA analysis didn't really exist,
right,
or wasn't really known. And now, you know, he thought it'd be anonymous and that's that. But he's actually reached out to a lot of his children. Oh. So, and that's fascinating.
So is this a documentary film or a horror film?
Oh, no. It's a documentary, Paul. And the producer's going to be there. And it's going to be interesting about and spoiler alert, again, he's established relationships with a lot of his children and some of the mothers. So it's a fascinating film. And we actually met the producer. That's one of the reasons Al and I really enjoy the film festival. And he's a really interesting guy. Matt Isaac. And he'll be there. So you can meet him and ask him questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, the producer.
The producer, yeah.
Not the actual donor.
No, he's not coming, but the producer is. Okay. And the producer, actually, they worked with him for years,
yeah,
putting this together.
And as they were producing, more and more children showed up, so.
Maybe they'll show up at the festival.
I wouldn't put it past them.
We're here about the Allentown Film Festival, and we're talking about the 4th Annual Allentown Film Festival on Lehigh Valley Arts Salon. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be right back with a preview of the world premiere of a very special feature.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY. Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11 offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I'm Paul Willisheim, and I'm here to talk about the 4th Annual Allentown Film Festival with Dr. Alan Yunkin and Michael Shelp. Well, I mentioned before the break that there's a very special feature film showing and involves one of the folks here in the studio. And who might that be?
Well, that's me, Alan Yunkin. And I have to say that Michael kept wanting to do this for years and years. I met Michael 9 years ago. And as we got to know each other, I would tell anecdotes about my life and about my animal hospital. And all this time, he was taking notes about all the anecdotes. And he would say, I'm going to make a film. And I said, no, you're not. There's no way you're doing that. And if you know anything about Michael, he doesn't take no for an answer. And he eventually wormed his way into doing that. And it's been a fun process.
So what do we have? Tell us, Michael.
The title of the film. Now, again, like Michelangelo, I had no choice. When Michelangelo approached a piece of marble, he said he released David from the marble. The marble told him what it was. And so after interviewing Alan, the name of the film is Iowa Vet Dogs, Cats, Corn, and Murder. Again, that was not my idea. The film said, this is what I am. This is what I am. Alan's life is beyond fascinating. He grew up on a farm, and the Youngkin family's been in agriculture since basically 6,000 BC, probably at least. His family was, they bought the farm in Iowa in 1863, and Alan's father, which I love too, is Alan's father actually went to college, was like, eh, I want to go back to the farm, went back to the farm. Alan and his two siblings finally left the farm. Alan's a veterinarian. His brother's a Boeing engineer. His sister runs a medical lab. I mean, his story is the story of human history in some ways. And, of course, the veterinary business has changed dramatically during his lifetime. Talk a little bit about that.
So, yeah, I'm a licensed veterinarian. I'm retired, though, now. And I graduated in 1983. And at that point, it was probably 75% men. And when you went out, you opened your own practice. And it was just almost all private practices owned by veterinarians. Fast forward to today, more and more corporations are buying up and owning practices. So it's really turning into corporate practice medicine. Now it's 80 to 90% women in the veterinary classes, and there's just more and more elevated standards of care and higher costs, and the internet has taken over a lot of the sales. So lots of changes in the veterinary world, and you'll see some of that in the film.
Interesting. Yeah, I've heard about this corporate buying out and buying up of veterinarian services.
Mm-hmm. I think the anecdote to me that makes the most sense is, so when Alan first started out in the 80s, if you brought your dog in and said the dog's ear is itching, Alan would say, okay, here's a all-purpose, what do you give him?
Well, you would clean out the ear and you would use a good all-purpose medicine that would treat most ear infections. Now with corporate ownership, more and more the standards of care are lots of tests right away.
Alan, I'm sorry to interrupt. It's not the standards of care. It's when they type into the computer, otitis externa is for an ear infection. When you type into the computer, the corporate computer says, you must do this test, don't forget that test and that test. Oh, by the way, the tests aren't cheap. So what you could have done back in 1985, Alan would have given you a nice little antifungal, anti-this and that, and there's a good chance the ear would have been cleaned up for like $20, $30, $50. Now, the computer says...
Yeah, but this might also be dictated or recommended in terms of legalities and... Perhaps
That's standards of care.
Well, standards of care, elevated defensive practicing.
That's what I was hinting
at. But also just corporate ownership. There's more overhead and higher prices for everything.
And Alan used to, it's funny, again, it's in the film a little bit. Alan used to really enjoy, so we did the film, sent it to a bunch of our judges actually, and got really good feedback. And I'm squeamish myself. I really am. But I had all this wonderful surgery and the reaction was not good. People were like, ah! But one of the things we decided to pull out was surgery. And Alan would do orthopedic surgery when he was first doing it. Now he wouldn't dare because if you did...
Well, when I got out, it was like there really weren't that many specialists. And so you just had to say, hey, they'd say, doc, do your best. And you'd just do your best. But so like orthopedic surgery, broken bones where you pin it and you wire it. Now that's something there's so many specialists around. If you don't refer that to a specialist, you would be guilty of malpractice if it doesn't go well. Wow. So more and more specialization.
And so we went to a veterinary conference down in Florida, VMX, veterinary conference. And it was funny because we saw this one older vet that had a orthopedic surgery. And now it's like, you know.
And this is a feature film.
It's a feature film. It's almost an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. And so what we're excited about is our screening in Allentown is actually, we're terming that our preview screening.
Oh, I see.
So it's not technically a world premiere. It's a preview, and we're going to get feedback to tweak it before.
Back in the day, you may not know this, but like 100 years ago, vaudeville, before going to Broadway, they said, okay, great, here's an act. Paul's got an act with your monkey or whatever. All right, Paul, go to Allentown. If it gets a chuckle in Allentown, it'll get a roar on Broadway.
That's true. Allentown was a tryout town.
Right, so that's what we're doing here.
In fact, my father was an usher at Symphony Hall, then the Lyric Theater.
The Lyric Theater, yes, that's where it was.
And he saw the four Marx Brothers there.
Yes.
And they did Coconuts.
Right.
Before...
And if
It was on Broadway.
See, exactly. There was a lyric. That's where it was. And they would send them there. And if they got a chuckle there, they'd get a roar on Broadway. So that's our theory.
That's a great phrase.
Yeah, that's.
We were told it was, you know, we have the Pennsylvania Dutch here, the Germans, and they were very stoic. So if you could get them to even chuckle, then in New York on Broadway, you'd get a roar.
So the film is actually going to be screen in New York at a theater from June 5th to the 18th. And our PR team, our marketing team was like, let's do it. We'd love to do it in Allentown. So it's kind of part of the festival, but it's not really. We took all the best films we got submitted, and this kind of like, last year this would have been it, but then we added an extra film, which is Iowa Vets. So we certainly did not take away from the films that were submitted.
Right. Yeah. It's not competing in the festival, and it's actually after the gala, so it's...
Yeah. Oh, neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
And I'll learn all about you. Wow.
Yes.
Yes. So we have, Alan and I went to Madison Square Garden, and there was for professional wrestling, we were part of the production team, the TV production team. We were front row, $1,300 seats, and they gave out all these wonderful little towels, and everyone like waved them around. So we got a bunch of towels, Iowa Vet dogs, cats, corn, and murder towels, and people been waving them around for the cameras.
Michael's really into marketing. I would not think of those things. He likes to say that he's the P.T. Barnum inside of him coming out for his marketing.
I love that. Well, let's talk a little bit more about the festival then, and let people know where it is, where they can get tickets, and so forth and so on. Let's give the dates again, please.
Yeah, it's Thursday, April 9th to Sunday, April 12th at the Civic Theater. And then 2 weeks later, on Sunday, April 26th, one block at the Allentown Art Museum, you can go to allentownfilmfestival.org. That's where our website is, the full calendar, the full listing of films, the trailers. Click to buy tickets right there on the website.
Very good. And do you expect how many people? You usually have a really good turnout.
Yeah. We do. Yeah. We have good turnout at every block, and overall attendance has been very good. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's good for the city. You bring a lot of people into the city for this,
I bet. Well, one of the reasons we started it, we want to, you know, put their phones down and come out and go into an event. And I think, you know, I think more and more people agree with that. People have got to go to events.
Yeah.
And so that's what we wanted to create, an event for people to get together and, you know.
Yeah, and it's good for the city. It's also really good for the Civic Theater. We all the time get people saying, I've heard of it. I've never been to this venue. This is gorgeous. And then they hopefully will come back for the productions of Civic Theater.
The Civic Theater is stunning. People who haven't been there before are stunned. Yeah, it's a gorgeous theater. It's amazing.
And Theater 514 is like a screening room.
Both wonderful.
Yeah, no, great quality projection equipment, and everything's good.
Yeah. And this year, again, you have more films and more entries than ever. It just seems to be growing with each year.
We're very excited, very excited. Well, and the thing with Film Freeway, again, it's a little bit like Airbnb or Uber in that it's a website, and the filmmakers write reviews, and we have very, very positive. The filmmakers love us, which is great. They've given us very, very positive reviews, so that encourages other filmmakers to submit in the subsequent
years.
Yeah,
they post about the festival.
Yeah.
Good. Very good. Well, I think we've kind of wrapped it up for the Allentown Film Festival. And fourth annual, let's give the folks some information again so they know where to go and when it is and where to get their tickets.
Yes, April 9th through April 12th at Civic Theater, Sunday, April 26th at the Allentown Art Museum. Go to allentownfilmfestival.org for information and ticket sales.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Paul Willestein for Lee Avenue Arts Salon. See you next time.
Lehigh Valley Arts Salon is supported by the Dexter F. and Dorothy H. Baker Foundation, who believes lives are enriched through a vibrant and enduring arts community, and invites you to join them in supporting the arts.